free will. There's different views. There's a view of God's view, Krishna's view of the jiva in relation to free will, and the jiva's view of free will. There's two perspectives. Krishna, God, Bhagavan, looking at the jiva and understanding what is his position in relation to free will, and the perspective of looking at the idea of free will, or the principle of free will, from the viewpoint of the jiva in the material world. So from Bhagavan's point of view, the jiva in this world has no free will at all. Because if we had free will, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, would not be the supreme master or regulator. So from Krishna, from God's perspective, God, Krishna, is in total control. Therefore, he says in Gita, chapter 3, verse 27, a person is bewildered by the ego, thinks himself to be the doer. Prakriti kriyamanani gunanai kamani sarvasa hankara vimudatma kartamati manita. When in reality, everything is being done by the goodness of Prakriti. Everything's being done by Tamagun, Rajagun, and Savagun. Krishna also says in Gita 7, chapter, verse 14, no one can transcend his maya, consisting of the goodness, unless he surrenders to Krishna. So these Shastric statements prove that we're not free. If we were free, we had free will, then we could choose to be under maya or get out of it. But we cannot choose unless Krishna makes us choose. In fact, unless Krishna teaches us and gives us teaching in Gita and Bhagavatam and other places, we don't even know we're in maya. We'd never have known. So that's the viewpoint of free will from Krishna's viewpoint, from Bhagavan's viewpoint. But now what's the perspective, what's the understanding of free will from the perspective of the jiva, you and me? We can easily see we're not machines. We're not like machines that have absolutely no choice. God, Krishna himself, asks us to surrender to him. Sarva dharman pritaja. So if the jiva had no choice, then what is the sense of Bhagavan's asking us to surrender? So we must have some will. But it's not exactly, you can't really call it free will, because it's not completely free. Only Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, has free will. We have what we call conditioned will. Our will is, we have free will to the extent where it's conditioned by the amount of knowledge we have, the extent of how much we can control our mind and senses and our past karma. I have so many limitations. But God can will, and it happens. But Bhagavan can simply will, and it automatically happens. That principle is called Satya Kama, Satya Sankalpa. So from a jiva's point of view, he doesn't have free will in the absolute sense. He has a type of conditioned will, conditioned by the amount of knowledge he has and how much he or she controls her senses and mind and how much the past karma is limiting them. So the jnani or yogi has, or a materialistic person has a different perspective from the devotee. The devotee sees everything as the will of Krishna. Whereas the atheist, non-believer, he doesn't believe in Krishna or God, so he thinks he's in control, has free will. The fact remains that Krishna is the supreme regulator and we have a little tiny ability to make decisions. But unless we get help from outside, we cannot free ourselves from our conditioning to become a devotee. Krishna tells this to Uddhava, an important verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 22, verse 10. Krishna said, "It's not possible for a jiva who is conditioned by ignorance without a beginning, avidya, anadi avidya, is accepted that another person, Ishvara, who is the knower of truth and giver of knowledge, must free a conditioned soul." The idea of free will is a Christian conception. There is no Sanskrit word for free will. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Krishna help me, Krishna help me, Kripa Karo Bhagavan, Kripa Karo.